The problem for the earth and we who are made of it has been our conditioned habit of turning our backs on each other. This is a millennia-long wound to be healed for us to grow our gifts individually and as a global humanity. So let's look at our current terms of containment, the plans our rulers have to constrain us, the gap between this burdened existence and what our lives could be as free humans. For instance, is this what I'm about to read, Growing Our Gifts? If you think so, please tell me how. Quote, this, the transatlantic trade and investment partnership between Europe and the United States, creating an economic power with nearly half of the world's gross domestic product. This is not a declaration of economic war against the East. Rather, it reflects an awareness that China and others need to be brought into the West, bringing two halves of the world together. A greater American and European combination would amass $32 trillion today and much more tomorrow. A balance of power leads to conflict, but an overbalance attracts others to its economic core. Unquote. It would be hard to find a clearer admission of a totalitarian ambition on the part of power. And by the way, Terry, I think this answers your question about power's theory of the formation of states. And for the full quote, you can go to Palmer's chat and look in the contents for Terence Hopkins' quote. There are two important contradictions, writes Terence Hopkins, in the creation of the modern world system. First, the growing competition among states, owing to their increasing number and their increasingly competitive policies, to house centers of the production accumulation network. And my interjection, i.e., to draw capital to themselves. Versus the strengthening tendency of that network toward centralization of the accumulation process, fewer centers. And then I would interject, this means the concentration of power, symbolized by those hidden trillions squirreled away that we've been hearing about from James S. Henry in his 2008 article, which I will try to link to on the website. And then secondly, the second contradiction, the increasing influence of class-organized politics resulting from capitalist development on state policies versus the increasingly competitive search by larger and larger units of capital for larger and larger pools of low-cost labor, unquote. I.e., he's describing the class struggle, but conceived more dynamically as a layered, multi-dimensioned thing. The elites of states try to enlarge their stake by playing the card of sovereignty and use the people to improve their position in playing the game of the global competition. And we the people are yo-yoed about, jerked by state actors absorbed in the big game and pulled by power via its hold on the states, caught in the grip power has on the purse strings, the terms power sets with its credit. So power places the weight, and with sang-froid, more or less, waits for the physics at work to resolve, tightening its squeeze, making more scarcity, broadening our debt, lengthening its column of credit. An inevitability, it thinks, that calumny heaped, buried deep, debt stripped, bill whipped, sucked dry, the people must one day be resigned. But the people just want to be free. Overseen, scorn scathed, privacy stripped, seared with contempt, universally, we the people just want to be free. Both of these contradictions pull on power's purposes and its purse, as we still, unaccountably, want to be free.